It's time to get real with Mike Murphy. Take off the blinders and wake up to what is going on in the world. Mike is sharing unfiltered truth so you, the listener, can make your own decisions and cut through the noise of what mainstream media is saying. Mike is bringing you real news, real problems, real solutions, and real hope. Question everything. Open your mind, own your power, and get real now with Mike Murphy.
Welcome, everybody, to the Get Real News Hour, and I'm your host, Mike Murphy. Well, I hope you all had a great weekend. I certainly did. I was over in the Central Coast, a little above Oxnard, maybe 10 minutes from the ocean there, playing in a fabulous golf tournament. We played 18, 18, and 36 holes and 36 holes. So I'm a little beat up and tired today, but boy, the weather was spectacular. The course was at Sataquay Golf Club over there. If you're nearby, go play it. It's fabulous. Great bunch of guys. Had a great weekend. I hope you did too. Now to come back to reality and prepare for the show. A lot of people ask, Mike, why you do this? And it's really, you know, I spend about 5 to 6 hours every day to prepare the show, unless I have a guest, which is a little easier on me. We have some great guests coming up later, maybe this week, but that next week for sure. But it's really because I feel that the world is going crazy right now. And if we don't wake up soon, I don't think our kids and our grandkids have a very bright future. And we're going to go into a really deep rabbit hole today. I found an amazing woman online this morning. I watched her. I think her video is like an hour, 40 minutes. I watched it twice. I tried to make notes to share with you. And she's written some papers as well. So we're going to get into all that. But speaking of the world getting crazy, it's not an accident that all this stuff is happening right now at the same time. You know, the powers to be, the globalists, whoever you want to call them, and as George Carlin said, it's a big club, but you and me ain't in it. And so I'm all about you and me getting rid of this cabal and taking our power back and our freedom. You know, if we would unite, we are so much more powerful as human beings than you have a few people controlling us. You know, you look at Bill Gates. I mean, he's a puny little guy. You look at Fauci. He threw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals game the other night. He got it halfway to home plate and it was more towards first base than home plate. And these people are really scared little people, but they have the illusion of power that we give to them because we don't question anything and we're not practical with our thinking, our critical thinking. You know, there's plenty of distractions. The biggest one going on right now is, which I'm excited about, is this Pedogate, this pedophilia, this Jeffrey Epstein, this Ghislaine Maxwell. Look at everything that's happened in the last few years. You had the Nexium, the Seagram people, the Braunhoffs, I think their name, and then the Allison Mack, the actress arrested. It seems like almost every day pedophiles and human traffickers are getting arrested, but it's still a multi-trillion dollar a year business. And I suspect that there's hundreds of thousands of children, two-year-olds, three-year-olds, four-year-olds, you know, being tortured right now as we talk, being human trafficking, being sold for sex, being slaves. So that's exciting to me. So that's a distraction that I hope it's not shade or cover for the real big people, because I believe they do the same thing. I hope it keeps going and we can continue to make progress in that. But then you have the Black Lives Matter movement, which really is about Antifa, supported by George Soros, funded by George Soros. And it's really not about racism, folks. You know, racism is a bad thing, but I know very, very few people that are racist when it comes to color or religion. You know, every once in a while people say something stupid, but they're not out hurting people. And don't get me wrong, you know, any type of racism is wrong, period. But this isn't about racism. I mean, you know, in the African-American community, I talked about it last week, it's really an economic injustice that we're dealing with, and we need to fix that. We really need to fix that, you know. But when you have 75% of the families with a single mother raising kids because the father's gone or incarcerated, and it's truly unfairly what they've done to the African-American community. And I think it's been mostly done by our government. So then, of course, we're all fighting over the mask. We're going to get into that a little bit today. I'm so tired of these masks and social distancing. You know, Listen, I get it. Okay. I try to understand both sides of the story. What I've been doing lately is like when someone slams me, you know, I'll go to their page on Facebook and I want to see what they're reading. And there's the same propaganda on the left that exists on the right, you know? So I get it. If I just sat here all day long and watched MSNBC and CNN and read what the people on the left read, I would have the same belief system. You know, I read all the stuff on the right and I tend to lean a little more conservative, but I'm not stupid about it. And so I just think we need to try to understand one another. You know, I get it. You know, if you watch all that stuff, you're going to believe that you're saving lives. You're saving grandma and grandpa by wearing a mask, social distancing, staying at home. But in reality, you're not. You know, unless someone can show me some science. And I'd like to mention right now, we'd love to have you phone in and talk about this stuff. We have an 800 number. It's 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you'd like to phone in, now you're going to get a little recording. But don't hang up. Someone phoned in last week and they got the recording. They hung up. No, you'll get connected to somebody. So if you want to come in and phone in and talk to me or ask any questions, great. If you have an idea for guest or if you want to be a guest, just email me, Mike@MikeMurphyUnfiltered. We'd love to have you on the show. And I'd like to know what you want to hear about. You know, this is for you guys. You know, I'm doing this work to try to help people to wake up before it's too late, before we lose our country, before we lose our freedoms, before we lose our health. All those things are being attacked on a global scale right now. And we're going to get into that today. We're going to go really down deep the rabbit hole. The other thing that's going on is it's the money we're spending. You know, they're debating right now the $600 extra unemployment is expiring. And now they're debating whether $200, $300, $400, or keep it at $600. I mean, I get it, but we don't have the money, you know. And this is all going to collapse on us if we don't get our financial house in order here pretty soon. And, of course, then we have the election. And that's a real crazy thing going on right now. I think we're probably only 90 days away. Today is August 3rd, so it's probably about 90 days away. And man, is this country split on that, you know, Trump versus Biden. And I get blasted all the time, you know. And all I said is, hey, I don't like either one of them. I don't like either party. I don't like government. But in this election, Trump versus Biden, I got to go with Trump only because of what's going on with this human trafficking. And I've seen some creepy videos of Biden touching small people that did bother me. And with that said, Trump's only been in politics 3.5 years now. You have Biden and all those Democrats, they've been running this country for 40 years. And this country is a mess. You know, in the last 40 years, we've gone one direction. And I really believe that, you know, since they killed John F. Kennedy, we've been going in the wrong direction slowly but surely. And Reagan might have been another kind of Trump guy. Well, in my research, it looks to me like George H.W. Bush had one of his family friend's son put a bullet in him. I think he may be 3, 6, 9 months into his first term. And I think George H.W. Bush actually ran the country for those 8 years. Then he was elected 4 years. Then they brought in Bill Clinton, who was his drug partner, running drugs out of South America to Mena, Arkansas. And then we had his son. And then we had Obama. And it's a disaster. This country is a disaster. It's called the Bush crime family, the Clinton crime family. And these people, in my opinion, based on tons of reading tons of books, studying and looking at facts, not fiction, they've destroyed this country, you know. And where they really got us, ladies and gentlemen, is they control the media. They control all of the media now. And that happened under Bill Clinton's watch. When he allowed everybody to own as many TV stations or newspapers or radio stations in one market. Prior to when Clinton changed that law, you could only own one. You could only own one TV station in the market, one radio station, one newspaper. But now you can own as many as you want. So it's either 4 or 5 corporations own every media outlet. And that's why, you know, we go to alternative sites on YouTube and Google, and now we see how that's getting censored. Free speech is really going down the drain here, and we don't question that. So I really think we need to wake up on all this stuff. So we're going to get into that. The other thing is, before I get into the deeper subject today, I want to talk about a little bit about Agenda 21. So none of this surprises me because for, you know, the last 10, 15 years, I've been researching all this stuff. And Agenda 21 was when all the nations got together in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil in 1992. And they created Agenda 21. And if you read it, I started reading it again today. It is so flowery, so beautiful. But really, the jux of it is that they want, you know, depopulation. Ideally, they want 1 billion people on this planet. Okay. And there's 7 billion plus right now. So that's a lot of people that they got to get rid of, perhaps via vaccination. So the other thing is Agenda 2030. And that got together. All these countries, again, got together in 2015. And they looked at these guideposts where we're doing on Agenda 21. And they created new goals for 2030. And I really encourage you to go read this stuff, study this stuff. And then, of course, 40 years ago, out of the clear blue, some guy using an alias, I think his name was Christian, R.C. Christian, put up the Georgia Guidestones in somewhere in Georgia. And the number one thing is a population of 500 million people worldwide and a clean environment. Well, of course, you're going to have a clean environment if you only have 500 million people. You know, that we've seen this in this stay-at-home place order now all over the world. And we're going to get into how they were able to do it globally. I learned a lot today. And I'm going to share it with you. But the environment started to clean up. You know, you could, the ocean started to clean up. I heard there were in the canals in Venice, Italy were cleaning up. So that's great. But there's a way to do this without killing us all off. And it really comes together with us working together and creating a better system. You know, it's so fascinating to me is that this is all systems that don't work. They serve the powers to be, but they don't serve us. Okay, we're born into in a medical system. We're born into a family system. We're placed into a religious system and then a political system and a monetary system. And what is human beings want at our very core is freedom. But they put us in all these little systems and all these little boxes. So there's always this disconnect somewhere in our heart. It said, what is going on here? And then some of us, frankly, we just go along to get along. We can't take it anymore. We rebel as a child and we get hit or we get disciplined or some of us end up in juvenile hall or jail. And we quit rebelling for these systems that really don't serve us, but they serve the powers to be, especially the financial system and now the political system and now the medical system. Look at this mess we've got on our hands. So I want to... And we're being brought to you by Transformation Talk Radio, and up in Seattle is where they're headquartered. It's a great network. If you ever want to create your own podcast, radio show, I really encourage you to reach out to them. Great people to work with. Today we have Jessica as a producer of the show, and we also live stream at Mike Murphy Unfiltered, Mike Murphy Unfiltered YouTube channel, and we archive all of the shows there. And we put the links to anything that I'm going to talk about. So I'm going to ask Jessica now to put up this article. And this is the amazing woman that I found today. And I'm going to get in. I listened to her YouTube video, but I want to talk about this article first. Her name is Ramola D. And she's in India. And she's very sweet, beautiful, soft-spoken woman that really connects the dots and is easy to follow. And you can tell she has a real big heart for humanity. So here we go. Confirmed. COVID-19 plandemic, a known live training and simulation exerciser under the World Health Organization, treasonably agreed to by 194 countries. Okay. So when's the last time that a major event happened in this country while at the same time they were doing a drill or a simulation? Well, 9/11. The morning of 9/11, September 11th, 2001, we were doing a simulation. What would happen if terrorists took over some airplanes and flew them into the World Trade? We were really doing that drill. Okay, that was their excuse why they couldn't respond. The military couldn't respond because they're doing all these drills and they had planes all over the place. Okay, and then that drill went live. Another time that happened is in the Boston bombing. Okay, research this. The morning of the Boston bombing, which I think it was 2012, they were doing a drill. It was in the Boston Globe that day. We're going to be doing a drill. There's going to be a fake explosion, so on and so forth. And then the drill went live. And I believe two innocent young men, one was murdered and the other one had his throat slit and is now serving life in prison. So false flags is what they're called. And it's known throughout history. I really urge you to check out the USS Liberty in 1967, and one of our spy ships, Navy ships, was attacked in the Mediterranean, and someone was trying to drag us into the Six-Day War. So USS Liberty, research. I really, if you guys will do this research and do it on your own, light bulbs will start going off, and you'll start to question what's really going on in this world. Instead of believing everything that comes out of this television set, read some books, do some research, find out what's really going on, and you'll learn. And then your mind will open slowly but surely. And then if we all can wake up and quit fighting over Trump versus Biden, mask versus no mask, and get together and say, wait a minute, okay? Someone is not doing the right thing by us. They're taxing the heck out of us. Then they take that money and they create systems that take away our freedoms and take away more of our money, and the taxes keep going up. And pretty soon, folks, it's going to be a real nightmare, as you're going to see in a moment here. So she goes on to say, and this is going to blow your mind, but stay with me, and I'm going to encourage you to watch the 1 hour and 40 minute video in a minute. The entire COVID-19 pandemic scenario playing out worldwide and apparently still going strong, despite increasing and vocal challenges from the numbers of awakened people all over the planet. I think Berlin just had a big protest this past weekend, is in actuality a worldwide and system-wide training and simulation exercise involving the release, actual or advertised, of a lethal respiratory pathogen as required by the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board in its September 2019 demand document report, A World at Risk. And the WHO's, World Health Organization's, International Health Regulations of 2005, a worldwide treaty signed off on by 194 countries associated with the World Health Organization. We're going to get in this deep in 1 second. This is why President Trump, not so long ago, said in an aside to Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, in his now famous, "We are in a live drill" giveaway of the truth, Trump responded, "You shouldn't have told us." Also establishing the sad state of affairs in the U.S. today, where the U.S. president's among the last people to be told by the CIA and company, and the Pilgrim Society, and the Crown operatives, and the Vatican operatives, and the Committee of 300 et al., what on earth is going on, really? Jessica, please play that video of Pompeo.
Here we've got Mike Pompeo trying to play this.
The Chinese government was the first to know of this risk to the world. And that puts a special obligation to make sure that data gets to our scientists, our professionals. This is not about retribution. This matters going forward. We're in a live exercise here to get this right. We need to make sure that even today, the data sets that are available to every country, including data sets that are available to the Chinese Communist Party, are made available to the whole world. We need to know immediately. The world is entitled to know. The Chinese government was the first to know of this risk to the world. And that puts a special obligation to make sure that data gets to our scientists, our professionals. This is not about retribution. This matters going forward. We're in a live exercise here to get this right. We need to make sure that even today, the data sets that are available to...
So I remember watching this. This was early on in the pandemic, when they used to have those daily, everybody stand up there, Fauci, Trump, Burks, and then Trump would go on and on and on with a question and answer session. It probably went a little too long. But did you hear him? Now, you got to understand, I think Pompeo is Secretary of State, but he was the head of the CIA. Okay. The CIA is about as dirty as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure there's good members of the CIA, so don't take that the wrong way. There's two CIAs. There's one that they refer to as the deep state that does a lot of crazy bad business, like drugs and human trafficking and stuff like that. And then there's the other CIA that I hope does a good job. But, and then Trump, I remember watching this. I just said, what did he just say? This is a drill that's gone live. And Trump says, I wish you would have told us. Come on. We're going to dig deeper into this, and it's going to make more sense in a minute. But I wanted you to see this. So, what she's talking about, this is September 2019, okay? And it was published. It's called A World at Risk. And this was, Hang on one second. Let me tell you where to, what it came from. I got to look at my notes from Dr. from Ramola D. from India. So this is the September 2019 annual report, the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board, the GPMB. Okay, and I'm going to read from it. A World at Risk, an annual report on global preparedness for health emergencies. September 2019, okay? And remember what happened in October of 2019, and we'll get into that in a minute, but the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with Johns Hopkins University, also did a role play or a symposium or a workshop. What would happen if a pandemic spread from China throughout the whole world, okay? So, here we go. But the two basic documents, which by themselves establish that we're all in the middle of a major pandemic, and most definitely not a pandemic, are the GPMB's A World at Risk and the IHR, which was published in 2005, and we'll get into all that. No doubt there are hundreds of other documents in the lead up to these. And October 2019's event 201 in New York, run by Johns Hopkins and the Gates Foundation and the WEF, which give it all away as well. But the actual text in these two PDFs linked in image captions below, we'll leave the image or we'll leave the link for you. One a blatant demand document masquerading as a report, and the other a painfully pliant agreement by a multitude of consenting to be gagged leaders of nations, delineates rather clearly what COVID-19 lunacy is all about. And then the other document that she referenced is this one. This came in 2005. It's the International Health Regulations that 194 or 196 nations signed on to. Okay? Now listen to this. This is from the September 2019 report. The Secretary General of the United Nations with the director, and that's who runs the World Health Organization, and the United Nations is the one trying to take over the world, called the New World Order. And I will never forget listening to George H.W. Bush, I think it was, I want to say January of 1990 when he was giving his State of the Union address. First time I ever heard the words New World Order. And to me, that sounded pretty good. It sounded really sexy. Yeah, we have poverty problems throughout the whole world. Why can't we all get along? Why do we have all these wars? New World Order sounds great until you study what it is that they truly want, okay? The Secretary General of the United Nations, with the Director General of the World Health Organization and Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, strengthens coordination and identifies clear roles and responsibilities and timely triggers for coordinated United Nations system-wide response for health emergencies in different countries and different health and humanitarian emergency contexts. So they're telling you who's running this show all over the world. You know, that's the other thing that blew me away about this pandemic. You know, I own a place in Medellin, Colombia. And man, I haven't been able to fly there since March 15th. They've shut down their border. And they have hardly any cases. Harder than any deaths. And I'm wondering, why? Why are they ruining their economy? Well, they agreed to go along with this in 2005. They've all signed this agreement. Now listen to this part. This is from September, though, of 2019. The United Nations, including the World Health Organization, conducts at least two system-wide training and simulation exercises, including one covering the deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. Guys, they knew this was coming because they're responsible for it. This information pointed to by a very astute analyst of world affairs who will hopefully come forward in the near future to discuss world affairs further, and she mentions this guy's name in her video, was shared in a recent video talk by this writer who takes you through the relevant portions of these documents. And she digs into, I mean, it's an hour and 40 minutes. And she goes into these documents and she makes it crystal clear what's going on. Note that some very peculiar video, I saw this too, video hacking occurred during the recording of this talk with very key web pages and the IHR 2005 agreement deliberately obscured although visible on the screen. So while she was recording, she could see it. When we go to watch it, it's the system got hacked into it. You can't see it. Okay, but the link, we'll give you the link, and the link is in her video as well. This massive act of treason against the world's population, which has resulted in numerous deaths for a multitude of shutdown-related reasons, including depression, loss of income, lack of medical care for non-COVID illnesses, and worldwide hardship and abuse for the world's poor, migrant labor, domestic workers, women and children in abusive situations, school children, parents, small business, really everyone, has clearly been perpetrated by governments in conjunction with propaganda, spewing media, and international organizations, all of whom have consented to fraud, deception, and active deceit against the people of the world. We'll get into that more. In a just world, every one of these government and World Health Organization and CDC officials, along with every one of the media minions, and I really can't stand any of those talking heads, who readily comply to lie and perpetrate a gigantic farce on all of us, should be dethroned and put away for life. We do not need deceitful organizations and governments running the world. Mainstream media outlets working for fraudulent privateers and treasonous government corporations need to be dismantled, and their assets distributed to the steady growing multitude of truth journalists, which are all over the place on the alternative media through the internet, and media currently surviving online primarily on social media, but bringing truth and facts to the world. So here's a video description of her video. Major documentary confirmation of something many of us have come to know for certain in recent times. The entire COVID-19 world shutdown is part of a live training and simulation exercise run by the unscrupulous World Health Organization and the United Nations, as documented in their Global Preparedness Monitoring Board's annual 2019 report and their International Health Regulations Treaty of 2005. Which 194 or 196 countries signed off on, which pretty much establishes a global government of the World Health Organization and the United Nations and the high-level international GMPB, along with their sponsors, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, and other unnamed donors. Please share, she's asking you to please share her video, and we're going to give you the link. People in office have failed their oaths to protect the people, and we, the people, need to wake up and do something about it. Every government has been complicit. Every government has been complicit in the destruction of their own country's economy. And believe me, we haven't seen a destruction in this economy yet because we are the global currency. They just, with a click of a mouse, they've probably gone through $10 trillion already. $2 trillion was the CARES Act that went to us. $4 trillion in that CARES Act went to Wall Street. And how much more have they given to Wall Street since then? You know, the Federal Reserve, which is a bunch of private bankers, has merged with the Treasury Department, the United States Treasury Department, is allegedly now run by Trump, and BlackRock is a hedge fund, a big hedge fund, does all the trades. So basically, they're printing money to buy equities to prop up the stock market. And God knows what else. And most of this money is being stolen, and we are being robbed, and we're going to be left holding the bag if we don't wake up and do something. Meanwhile, small and large businesses have crashed. Families have been prevented from seeing their elderly relatives in hospice. Many have died alone. Hospitals are cooking up numbers for COVID deaths. The MSM, the mainstream media, plays out strings of new cases and new deaths. And she's got all kinds of links, and all those documents will be linked to you as well. I had a friend over today, a colleague, we're trying to do a business deal, and he told me two really important things. One, he told me this prior, we just talked about again today, but his father-in-law was dying in a elder home. And, you know, they wouldn't let his wife, the daughter, go and visit him. He died alone. They couldn't have a service for him. And yet, you know, when George Floyd dies, or, you know, I'm sure all these elite, they do whatever they want. But how sad is that? How many people have died alone where their loved ones can't even go in and see them? This is evil at its very finest, ladies and gentlemen. And the other thing he told me, he lives in Orange County, plays a lot of volleyball on the beach. So three of his surfing buddies going to get tested for COVID-19 because they're young and they've been out, you know, probably not socially distancing, wearing their masks. And so they go to get tested. So they fill out all the paperwork to get tested, and they submit it, and they're waiting to get tested. They go, screw this. It's been 2 hours. We're getting out of here. And they leave. Well, I probably don't have to tell you the rest, but all three tests, which they were never tested, came back positive. They are cooking these numbers, ladies and gentlemen. And we've covered this in this show. I've seen it so many places. And if we'd all use our common sense, okay, I still don't know anyone personally close to me that's had COVID-19. And I have people, a friend of mine, okay, what happened? Oh, they had a cough. They're better now. Lasted a few days. Jack Nicklaus, professional golfer, is like 84. His wife, Barbara, the same age. They both had it. She didn't have any symptoms. He didn't feel good for a few days with a cough. Man, we are being like, now I'm not saying there's, you know, and Gates has kind of chuckled the other day and said, hey, we didn't fully get your attention this time, and we're going to get your attention this time. And Ramola D from India, the lady I'm referencing here, she says, listen, good possibility they're going to come out with a bioweapon and really hit us hard. And then they're going to blame the pandemic. So, Jessica, if you put that video up there, don't play it. I just want people to see it. And I want to talk about it a little bit. So I've already mentioned, you know, that's based on a 2005 document that all the countries have signed called the International Health Regulations. And she goes deep into that. But more importantly, this September paper that they published, the 2019 annual report of the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board. And you got to watch these people in language. Hey, man, who wouldn't want a Global Preparedness Monitoring Board? You know, they use all this beautiful, flowery language that says, yeah, that's great. We're going to eliminate poverty, and everybody's going to, no one's going to go hungry. And yeah, it's all great until you realize how they're going to do it, by eliminating the vast majority of us. She goes on to say, you know, and that's why I played that Pompeo video. Okay. She talks a lot about this is a simulation and training exercise. And all those documents reference that exact fact. And let me mention again, you know, I'd love to have people start to phone in. So we can take phone calls now. We have an 800 phone number. It's 800-930-2819. That'll connect you to Transformation Talk Radio, and they'll put you through to me. And I'd love to hear from you. If not today, maybe sometime in the future. Give us a call. And what I'd really love to talk about is what my more positive subject is, this book, The Creation Frequency, which really shows us how we can take our power back, move from our head to our heart, create intentions that serve us and our family. And I think we can make greater intentions together as a community to get rid of this evil, this terrible evil that's running the world into the ground and causing so much harm and destruction, all through a simulation and a drill. She goes on to tell, let's see here, live, and she really gets into the mainstream media and how they're helping to this. Now, here's another reason I'm going to support Trump. Okay, not support Trump, but in the selection, because it's not an election. We got a selection between Trump and Biden. But he defunded the World Health Organization. I mean, everything I've learned today about the UN, the World Health Organization, and how they're trying to use these pandemics. And if you look at it, just study this thing. You know, they've been selling us vaccines for a long time, and vaccines, so many vaccine injuries to these young children. But even the flu vaccine, if you just Google the ingredients in these vaccines, Google what's in there, aborted cells from aborted babies, mercury, formaldehyde, just terrible stuff. I mean, we have a very sensitive body here that is designed to work perfectly with our immune system. Now, the world has become so toxic with the aerosol they spray out of planes, which they now admit to. For 30 years, they wouldn't admit it. But, you know, it's to control the weather. I also think it's to get us sick. And the food, we don't use real seeds anymore. You know, GMO food. All the sugar, all the diabetes in this country, all the obesity in this country. We are a very, very sick nation, ladies and gentlemen, and it's by design. Look at your, watch your TV. Look at all those big pharma ads every, there's got to be four or five every hour on every station. They sell us drugs for diseases they invent, okay? Like what's that one with the moving foot thing or whatever? I mean, come on. All these drugs have side effects that are going to hurt us. We were given this amazing vehicle to house our soul called a human body. If you just study this, okay, you come to the conclusion that these things weren't made by accident, okay? And they didn't come from bacteria. I mean, this is designed so amazingly. Just study atoms and molecules and cells and look at everything that's going on in this body and then study the mind, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and then go into the heart of emotion and see how we really do care for one another. And but we're programmed to create all this hate and division. We need to get out of here. You know, I always say the longest distance anybody really needs to travel to be free is about 18 inches. It's from here, the prison of the mind, to the heart, where we feel. I think it was Descartes that said, I think, so therefore I am. No, I feel, so therefore I am. So I think that's what we got to do, ladies and gentlemen. We got to move from our head to our heart, and we got to use the mind to critically think, research, and find the truth. If things don't make sense, ask yourself why. You know, look at the world and say, hey, this doesn't make sense. And here's the other thing. Remember, I talked about Event 201. So in October, so September, they published this thing saying they're going to do a drill and a simulation. Well, Pompeo let it slip out of his mouth, whether intentionally or unintentionally, I have no idea. Trump seemed surprised, wish you would have told us. But in October 2001 in New York City, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with John Hopkins University, did Event 201. It was another role play of what would happen. What do we do if a pandemic happens, which was actually a pandemic. And here's the other thing, constant fear. You know, they're already talking about another virus is on the way. I'll be shocked if we're not stuck in our homes October, November, especially with this election coming up. And I'm going to try to cover the election a little bit more tomorrow. It's crazy what's happening there. You know, never in the history of this country have we seen such a disaster. But she also gets into the bioweapons. And the bioweapons coupled with electromagnetic frequencies, okay, which we use to get online and stuff like that. I don't want to go too into that because we're being censored. There's certain subjects you can't bring up on air or on the internet, and they just cut you off. But she gets into that. But she has studied virus combined with electromagnetic technology to cause harm, and that's a big, big deal. There's already a lot of people that's saying a lot of those people dropping dead in Wuhan, China, were subjected to these powerful frequencies that's being put up all over the world right now while we were in lockdown. Something weird is happening, and it's evil, and it's going to affect each and every one of us if we don't come together as humanity, if we don't wake up, and if we don't start paying attention. So I'm going to move on. I encourage you to watch this video. And, you know, these people are brilliant at creating a problem, then watching our reaction, and then giving us a solution. And so when Pompeo says, hey, we're going to collect all this data, hey, don't get mad at China, okay? This is a exercise, a drill that's gone live, so don't get mad at China. We're trying to get data. Well, I really think the data they're trying to get is to see how we react. And see, okay, well, how are they going to react to this? And that determines their next step. And they're using quantum computers. They're using artificial intelligence. They hire the 50-100 smartest brains that graduate every year out of MIT, Harvard, Yale. They create think tanks. And they role play all this stuff. And then we are so kind to them that via Facebook, via Instagram, via Twitter, we tell them exactly what we're thinking, what we're reading, and they put all this stuff into a huge database. And of course, the NSA has every one of our emails, text messages, phone calls. They call up anytime they want. And so they're three or four steps ahead of us every time, but they're really not that powerful. We are so much more powerful in the human heart, and it's in getting together and creating a one, the people, humanity and quit fighting over this stupid stuff. I'm going to tell you something. I don't think it matters who wins in November, okay? I think we're screwed no matter what, unless we all come together and say enough is enough. So I want to get into that. So the same lady that created the YouTube that I'm referring to, she's also an author, a journalist. And so she had a guest, Peggy Hall, who's a Californian. And if you put this up, Jessica, I appreciate it. And her website is The Everyday Concerned Citizen. She talks about Peggy Hall, the healthy American, who has her own website and her own YouTube channel. Questioning authority, finding tyranny, the unlawful COVID edicts from U.S. governors, mayors, and health officers. And this is fascinating. And I think this is the next step that we have to be able to take power and get our power back. And somehow I must have slammed the table. So she goes on, in an extended conversation on July 3rd, 2020, Peggy Hall, a college educator, writer, activist with a professional background in public affairs, journalism, and health, founder of the new organization, The Healthy American, and a powerful internet sensation over the last few weeks, with her empowering videos dissecting the COVID order issuing overreach from varied governors and mayors, states unequivocally that what one finds digging into these orders is not legitimate authority, but tyranny. Pretty strong words. While most people look at the executive orders and requirements rolling out of governors and mayors' offices these days and conclude they need to comply, Peggy Hall has stepped forward with her English teacher training and sharp eye for legalese to deconstruct these orders and find them seriously wanting. In a very short time, her organization has become a means to help Americans and people worldwide recognize their rights to health, freedom, and health choice in an age of government overreach and COVID overkill. And this is very interesting. In this conversation, Peggy shares what prompted her to rush into the fray of this national and global conversation, as she herself experienced being laid off from her teaching job in a university and turned her attention within 2 weeks of the interminable lockdown in March to the language of the law, the nature of the orders being issued by health officers and governors, and the fraudulent impositions of stricture and requirement devoid of statutory legal backing, which governors and mayors are using to subjugate the American populace. In actuality, she explains the orders are mere guidance or guidelines. Neither governors nor mayors nor health officers have the jurisdictional authority to impose orders of any kind on individuals. But they sure as hell are doing it because they got all the businesses playing ball with them. So let's go a little further into it. Demonstrating how this fraud is being played out on Americans, Peggy pulls up a few orders and guidances. A guidance from a health officer in Monterey County, California, and an executive order from a governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, and takes us through the language of these documents, discussing what the language says and what it means, what the laws and lawmaking behind them offers, and examining whether the people signing off on these orders and guidelines have the jurisdictional authority to issue such, or if they're acting in overreach and extensions of their accorded powers, which it turns out, indeed, they are. A key component of the order writing and demanding appears to be the state of emergency called for by governors and called upon by health officers. But it appears, from a deeper look at the state codes and laws, that such emergencies are actually being unlawfully called upon currently, since most states permit emergencies to be called only in case of major disaster and only for a very short and finite period of time. In a sense, what is really happening, it seems, is that governors and mayors are playing fast and loose with the law as written and seeking to pull a snow job over the populace by using the language of legalese, yet not having anything to back them up. In other words, they can be held liable and sued for misrepresentation of the law, misapplication of the law, and for unlawful presumption of authority and overreach. Several lawsuits are indeed in the works, and in Illinois, as Peggy Hall reports, a judge has ruled that the government has been engaging in unlawful order issuing since April, when he issued the emergency, which has then been extended to 30-day time limit. Hang on one second. Okay, I just got to move this down. Okay. All right. And then we get into this one. Downstate judge rules Pritzker's COVID-19 orders are void. All of Governor J.B. Pritzker's executive orders since April 8th pertaining to the coronavirus pandemic are void because he exceeded his authority when he used his emergency powers for more than 30 days, a Clay County judge ruled on Thursday. Only legislators can make law, right? That makes total sense. That's why they're legislators. They're the only ones that can make law. Anything being issued by health officers, mayors, governors can only be guidance, not law. States of emergency cannot be extended indefinitely. And in this case, notes Peggy, the small number of deaths, and incidence of illness, as well as high recovery rates, 99.2 or 4% of people recover from this, okay, do not qualify COVID-19 rightfully and lawfully to be classed as an epidemic, pandemic, or warranting of an emergency. She also takes a look at information from the CDC, specifically guidelines and recommendations to use facial cloth coverings. The word mask apparently being eschewed for cloth covering, now given all the sinister bank robber connotations of mask, maybe. And especially highlights the scientific studies being referred to. CDC offers no links, she notes, to these studies. And I've gone to the CDC site. I've gone to WHO. And a lot of them, they don't even say, when you say, hey, what should I do to prevent this? They don't talk about masks, but it's over here, how to wear one. But it doesn't say it really protects you, but they'll show you how to wear one. It's very interesting how they play with words and how they really make us manipulated to think things that aren't true. So anyways, I want to get into, we're going to run out of time, and I really want to cover this because I love this woman. I might have to put my glasses on to read this one. But this lady's name is Catherine Austin Fitz, and I've been following her for a long time. She was a government employee. Now she runs her own site. She's a financial investor type of person. She gives advice. But she and Dr. Mark Skidmore, who is a Michigan State professor, they're the ones that did an audit of the U.S. government and found over $20 trillion missing. And I think the U.S. debt clock today is like at $26.6 trillion in debt. Plus, they say we're up to $29 trillion missing, ladies and gentlemen. This government is so inept, and they just, we're the global currency. We can get away with this. Other countries can't get away with this. But I want to read this. The injection fraud, because that's where they're taking us. The next lockdown, and I wouldn't be surprised if they create some sort of bioweapon where people really do get sick. But they want those vaccinations. I want to read this to you. It's called The Injection Fraud. It's Not a Vaccine by Catherine Austin Fitz. She says, I am not a scientist. I am not a doctor. I am not a biotech engineer. I am not an attorney. However, I read, I listen, appreciate, and try to understand those who are. I was an investment banker until politics made it impossible to continue to practice my art. I was trained as a portfolio strategist, so I mapped my world by watching the financial flows and allocation of resources. I was also trained as a conspiracy generator and foot soldier, conspiracies being the fundamental organizing principle of how things get done in our world. It was not until I left the establishment that I learned that those not in the club had been trained to disparage and avoid conspiracies, a clever trick that sabotages their efforts to gather power. My response to living at war with agencies of the U.S. government for a time was to answer the questions of people who were sufficiently courageous and curious to solicit my opinion. Over many years, that response transformed into two businesses. One was the Solari Report, which continues to grow as a global intelligence network. We seek to help each other understand what is happening, to navigate and contribute to positive outcomes. The other was serving as an investment advisor to individuals and families through Solari Investment Advisory Services. After 10 years, I converted that business to doing an ESG screen. What those who use it want, that is not otherwise readily available in the retail market, is a screen that reflects knowledge of financial and political corruption. Tracking the metastasizing corruption, it's an art, not a science, and the corruption is out of control in this government. When you help a family with their finances, it is imperative to understand all their risk issues. Their financial successes depend on successful mitigation of all risk, whether financial or non-financial, they encounter in their daily lives. All non-financial risk impact the allocation of family resources, attention, time, assets, and money. Many of my clients and their children have been devastated and drained by healthcare failures and corruption. And the most common catalyst for this devastation was vaccine death and injury. After their lengthy and horrendous experiences with the healthcare establishment, they would invariably ask, if the corruption is this bad in medicine, food, and health, what is going on in the financial world? Chilled by the thought, they would search out a financial professional who was schooled in U.S. government and financial corruption, and they would find me. The result of this flow of bright, educated people, blessed with the resources to pay for my time, was that for 10 years. I got quite an education about the disabilities and death inflicted on our children by what I now call the great poisoning. As a result, I had the opportunity to repeatedly price out the human damage to all concerned, not just the affected children, but their parents, their siblings, and future generations, mapping the financial cost of vaccine injury again and again and again. These cases were not as unusual as you might expect. Currently, 54% of American children have one or more chronic disease. They would search out a financial professional who is schooled in U.S. government and financial corruption. American children have one or more chronic disease. Doctors that I trust assure me that the number is much higher, as many children and their families cannot afford the care and testing necessary to properly diagnose what ails them. One of the mothers featured in Vaxxed, a must-watch documentary for any awake citizen, as his sequel, Vaxxed 2, The People's Truth, estimated that a heavy autistic child would cost present value $5 million to raise and care for over a lifetime. When my clients who were grandparents insisted that they would not interfere with their children's vaccine choices because it was none of their business, I would say, really? Who has the $5 million? You or your kids? When your kids need the $5 million to raise their vaccine-injured child, are you going to refuse them? You are the banker, and it is your money that they will need, and that is his risk. So it is your business, okay? My clients helped me to find the best resources, books, documentaries, articles on vaccines. You will find many of them linked and reviewed at the Solari Report, S-O-L-A-R-I. I really, really encourage you to check it out. She has a library there. Of all the questions I had, the one that I spent the most time researching and thinking about was why. Why was the medical establishment intentionally poisoning generations of children? Many of the writers who researched and wrote about vaccine injury and death assumed it was a mistake, resulting from the orthodoxy of a medical establishment that could not face or deal with their mistakes and liabilities. That never made sense to me. Writings by Forrest Merriday, John Rappaport, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, and Arthur Furstenberg have helped me understand the role of vaccines and the con man trick of saving money for the insurance companies. This goes on and on and on. I'm going to run out of time, but she gets into the Microsoft Bill Gates vaccine that I covered last week, and how really they want to hook us all up to the cloud. They want to put a vaccine into us with bots to get into our bloodstream. It hooks us up to the clouds. It will control our money. And that's where we're headed, folks. That's where this thing is going. If we don't get together and quit fighting over the stupid stuff, and really pay attention to what's going on globally and the agreements that these countries have signed and how they're out to kill a lot of us and make a lot and take a lot of our money, and they're taking our freedoms right now. They shredded the Constitution, never fired a bullet. So anyways, that's it for today's show. I'll be back tomorrow, 5 p.m. live Pacific. We'll get into the election. Hopefully I'll have a guest or two. If you like the show, please share it. Please give us whatever it is, thumbs up or anything, subscribe. And if you have any questions, you have any ideas for future shows, you can email me at Mike and Mike Murphy Unfiltered. Until tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific, make it a great evening.
You've been listening to Get Real with Mike Murphy. We all need to wake up before it's too late. Learn to question everything, open your mind, and own your power. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.